Kimberly Scott with the Florida Alliance of Planned Parenthood calls the bill extreme.
This would be banning, as you know, banning abortions as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. And at 6 weeks, most women don't even know that they're pregnant. And so this bill could take away a woman's right to make her own medical decision before she even would know that she had a decision to make.
Scott says that can put a woman's health at risk.
When you don't allow that access to care, women will turn to other methods to be able to get the care that they need. And in states where we've seen these type of bans filed, we have seen an uptick in self-induced abortions.
Ocala Republican Senator Dennis Baxley is one of the bill's sponsors.
It becomes clear to me that the heartbeat is such a symbolic thing of life. I mean, where you have a heartbeat, you have life. And I think that is a simple way to put together a real reasonable challenge to the idea of, is this what a civil society does?
Opponents of the bill call it unconstitutional. In Iowa, a state judge struck down a similar measure after Governor Kim Reynolds signed the bill into law last May. But Baxley says the issue isn't black and white.
These are not immutable interpretations of what the Constitution is saying. And I believe the value of every single life has a chance. Now, it depends on the judge, how far you go in challenging it. There's a lot of different angles that will work off of. But I believe it's time to reevaluate our value of children in this culture and what we find is acceptable.
Pensacola Republican Representative Mike Hill is sponsoring the bill in the House. For WFSU News, I'm Kevin DeLorbe.